ओम शांति। 3rd October 2019 थर्सडे। पेशेंस स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, यू हैव पर्सनली कम इन फ्रंट ऑफ द मदर एंड फादर टू रिसीव लिमिटलेस हैप्पीनेस। द फादर रिमूव्स यू फ्रॉम इमेंस सॉरो एंड टेक्स यू इनटू इमेंस हैप्पीनेस, घनेरे सुख। Sweet children, you have personally come in front of the father and the mother to receive limitless happiness. The father removes you from immense sorrow and takes you into immense happiness. So we are in front of the mother and father. And when the child is in front of his mother and father, how does he behave? When a child is in front of his mother and father, suppose a child has committed some mistake and then he is brought in front of his mother and father, how is he? He is little fearful. Fearful of the punishment. When the child has performed very well in his exam and he comes in front of his mother and father, how is he? He is confident. He is expecting praise and full of love. When a child is in pain and in front of his mother and father, what is the condition of the child? When child is sorrowful and in front of his mother and child, how is the child? When the child is crying and in front of his mother and father, how is he? So this bond, parents and child, is a very unique bond. There are so many layers in this bond. So Baba is saying, you are in front of your mother and father. So when we are in front of our parents, what should we do? Or what things are happening in us? Yes. We are in front of our mother and father. So we should be obedient. When we are in front of the mother and father, we should be obedient. Whatever they are telling, we must listen attentively. Because whatever they are telling is for our good. And when we are in front of our mother and father, we should be truthful, honest, awareness. So, if a child lies, child can lie in front of the whole world, but when the child comes in front of his parents, it is expected that he should tell the truth, whatever is the truth. If he hides from the parents, then very difficult for him, or the situation would become worse or worst from worse. So one must be absolutely obedient in front of parents. One must be truthful, honest, humble, respectful. Because those children who don't respect their parents, they are not said to be good children. So a child has got certain responsibility towards his parents, and a child is someone who would not give pain to his parents. Those children who make their parents suffer, they remain deprived of their blessings. So Baba is saying, sweet children, you have personally come in front of the mother and father, and we have come in front of the mother and father to receive limitless happiness. So when we are in front of our mother and father, who are in fact our real mother and father, so when we are in front of our real parents, these are not the, as Baba said in yesterday's Murli, this is not the physical parents, this is the spiritual father, this is not this physical love, this is the Ruhani, this is the spiritual love. So as much obedient as possible, as much honest as possible, as much truthful as possible, as much humble as possible, as much respectful as possible, and not to do anything that would disgrace the parents. So parents feel very proud when their children do something extraordinary, something that glorifies their name, something very good. When their children are praised, parents feel very good. So here also, this is the spiritual family where God is our mother and God is our father. So Shri Baba has got twin role of mother as well as father. So we are in front of our mother and father. Or if Shri Baba is father, Brahma is the mother. Even in this context or this context, whatever. So when we are in front of mother and father, it is necessary for us to give them that due respect. And Baba is saying that you have come to mother and father to receive limitless happiness. Why? Because till now we were in immense sorrow, and Baba has come to give us immense happiness. What sorrow we had in the world? This is the world of sorrow. This is the world of falsehood. This is the dirty world. In yesterday's Murli, Baba said, this is the... which world? Devil world. This is the devil world. Yesterday he said, no? This is the devil world. So in this world, there is a lot of sorrow. And yesterday Baba said, you are multi-million time fortunate. When? When? When you become multi-million time fortunate? When you spin the discus of self-realization, and second, each and everything what Baba says, you imbibe. Ek ek baat. When you imbibe each and everything which he says, that time you become multi-million time fortunate. So, we were in immense unhappiness. Ghanere dukh. So this immense unhappiness is there in the world. And Baba has pulled us from this immense unhappiness to immense happiness. This is what he has done. Because no parents would be seeing their children in unhappiness. So this world is a world of what? Sorrow. This world is a world of unhappiness. This world is a world of misery. This world, in yesterday's Murli, Baba said, is a vicious world. This world is a vicious world. Baba gave the example of sannyasis. What he said? When they were Satopradhan, what they used to do? Yesterday's Murli. They live in jungle, they eat tuber, roots, fruits. they did not take anything, anything cooked, and now what is their condition? That is what Baba said. So this world has deteriorated. This world has fallen down. This world is already on the brink of destruction, where everything has reached the stage of total degradation. Not just religion, but the character of human beings, their food, their habits, their sanskars, their words, their thoughts, their vibrations, their emotions, their feelings, their drishti, their vritti, their perspective, their attitude, their viewpoint, their dreams, their food, their diet, their actions, their words, everything, their wealth, the body. So everything, their writing, their typing, their sharing. Yesterday was Mahatma Gandhi's Jayanti. So somebody sent 3 monkeys. First monkey said, "Don't type anything bad. Don't like anything bad. And don't share anything bad." That's a digitalized version of 3 monkeys. They were the 3 Japanese monkeys. In fact, 5 Japanese monkeys. So, this world has definitely gone down. One must first understand the scenario, the condition of the world, what's happening in the world, and where we stand, and what we have to do. If the world has gone down, and we were also drowned in this sorrowful world, now Baba has come to lift us from this world. This is the age of, confluence age is the age of enjoyment. It's the age of spiritual enjoyment, spiritual entertainment. Last Sunday is Murli. But if instead of entertainment you are experiencing confusion, so probably your foot is lightly into this iron age. So confluence aged Brahmin means 100% happiness. Is it there? Confluence aged Brahmin means no confusion at all. No sorrow, no suffering. Because Baba has pulled us from suffering into happiness. So this is a world of immense sorrow. Why there is sorrow in the world? This is a very deep question to reflect. What is the cause of sorrow in the world? Dukkhasya kaana karanam. Bhagavata starts with this question. What is the cause of sorrow? Why the world is in sorrow? Ignorance. The first reason is ignorance. Total ignorance. Ignorance is not the bliss. Ignorance is the cause of sorrow. Because this ajnan is a stage of darkness, timir, and that causes immense suffering. So in this world there is a sorrow because there is ignorance. What else? Anityam asukham lokam. Here the happiness has got some defects. The worldly happiness has got defects. What defects? Basically 4 problems worldly happiness has got. It is temporary. It doesn't last long. It is never everlasting. It's there today and gone tomorrow. It's imaginary. You feel it is real, but it is never the real. It is imaginary. It is illusory. It's a sort of illusion. It's like will-o'-the-wisps. You see the oasis, but you reach there, it's not there. It's gone. It's an optical illusion. Where you feel things are there, but things aren't there. as you think, as you imagined, as you felt, as you experienced. Things were something else, and this is deceptive. These are the four major defects, problems with worldly happiness or sensual happiness. And even if you get sensual happiness, if you get this much sensual happiness, this much sorrow is hidden in that. So, a handful of happiness comes with a bag of sorrow. That is a problem with this happiness. So that's why the world is in immense sorrow. Yet, what else? What is the cause of sorrow in the world?
Desires.
The basic cause of sorrow in the world is in worldly desires. That's what Buddha came to the conclusion. He struggled for 6 years, searching truth, doing penances, living a life of self-negation, self-abnegation, self-suffering, self-torture. And then he decided that this cannot be the way. And he sat in that Bodhi tree with the thought, with the sankalp that unless and until I realize the ultimate, the final truth, I will not get up. And that very night, he understood something of the human nature, human life. And that was Ichha. This Ichha, this desire, is the root cause of all the sufferings. Worldly desires. Unless and until these worldly desires are given up, you cannot become calm, peaceful. Worldly happiness makes one restless. There's another problem with that happiness. It makes you restless, anxious. The mind is agitated. For that matter, any sensual happiness, indriya, sukh, makes you restless. And all sensual happiness are addictive in nature. If you indulge once, you want it next time again. They are very much addictive. They are unnatural. That's why the whole world is trapped in this octopus grip of sensual happiness. The whole world is in the stage of sorrow, suffering, misery. And who is responsible? They themselves are responsible. So there is definitely unlimited sorrow in this world. Is there a single home, single house, single office, single department which is free from sorrow? No. Everyone is suffering. The rich is suffering, the poor are suffering. The king is suffering, the beggar is suffering. Rich, they don't have lack of money, but they are suffering from bodily diseases or relationship issues. The poor, they are quite healthy, but they are unhappy because they lack so many things and they want all those things. So, everywhere there is a rampant sorrow in this world. So this is the world of sorrow. This is the world of unhappiness. Baba said, Ghanere Dukh means Father removes you from immense sorrow and takes you into immense happiness. Ghanere Sukh. So he removes you from this stage of sorrow and takes you towards happiness. And what happiness Baba gives? What happiness he gives? He teaches you that this world is about to end. This world is not going to last for long. He teaches us that you are not the body. You are something else, which is extracorporeal, which is not body, which is something else. Because this body is responsible. Body, bodily relationships, bodily pleasures, bodily language, bodily attachments, bodily religions, everything pertaining to the body has become the cause of downfall. And that's why Baba gives a new knowledge that you are not this but this, Tattvamasi. You are this body, thou art that. And he gives this Brahmin family, and he gives you the fortune of new knowledge. He gives the fortune of super sensuous bliss at Amrit Vela. He gives you the blessing of seva. This seva itself makes us happy. He makes everybody into a leader. There is not a single Baba's child who cannot give knowledge. This is so unique. This is an institution where spiritual leaders are produced. In the outside world, there is one guru, and rest, they only listen. That's it. But here, everybody is a speaker, everybody is a leader. So this is a unique factory, a unique institution, where everybody is a spiritual giant. So this is the uniqueness of this institution, and because of this, everybody is happy. If somebody is not happy, probably that soul is far away from Gyan, Yog, Dharana, Seva. Those souls who are very much interested or steeped into Gyan and Yoga, their stage is very high, no matter what situations come in front of us. So the basic thing is, keep yourself totally immersed in Baba's knowledge, in his love, in his service, so that your stage remains high. In this spiritual institution, in this sacrificial fire, in this yajna, who is at the forefront? Only the person, only the soul whose stage is ahead, he is ahead. Only the soul whose purity is ahead, he is ahead. Only the soul whose self-control, Sayam, is the highest, he is at the highest. Only the one whose Vairagya is highest. In today's blessing, Baba said, you use all the different sadhan, all the facilities which you have been given, but in those facilities, see that you remain like a lotus, you remain detached, and this vritti of Vairagya doesn't get merged. Use them, it's for you. It is the result of your yoga and karma. All the sadhan, they are the result of your yoga and karma. Use it, but have full balance. Then only use. This Vairag Vritti should not get lost. This Tyag should not get lost. This Tapasya should not get lost. This self-control should not get lost. Purity should remain at the highest, at the peak, at the zenith, the summit. Because the greatest treasure of this Brahmin life is complete purity of mind, of body, of desires, everything. When you are filled with absolute purity, when there is an absolute 100% Brahmacharya, nothing can defeat you. This is a simple trick. The whole world is thinking about how to remain stable, how to remain calm. The secret is only this. Work at purity. See that nothing evil enters the eyes. Nothing that stimulates the sensual desires. Keep the senses very calm, cool, pure. That is the way to come to ultimate happiness. So this is the causes of happiness. Follow this and get Ghanere, immense happiness. Om Shanti.